Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about John McWhorter's Words on the Move. Sophie, I have to ask, did this book make you feel better about the way we actually talk, or did it just make you realize how much you've been judging teenagers for no reason?
Oh, it was definitely the second one. I came away feeling like I owe an apology to every teenager I've ever rolled my eyes at. McWhorter's whole thing is that language change isn't a bug, it's the feature. The book is basically a defense of everything we think is lazy about modern speech.
Right, and he starts by pointing out that every generation has complained about the next one. Like, there are 18th century grammarians complaining about the corruption of English in exactly the same way we complain about, like, and literally.
Exactly. And his argument is that those changes aren't signs of decay. They're signs that language is healthy and adapting. The river is flowing, and we're trying to dam it up.
Honestly, the part that got me was his take on like. I've definitely been that person who's like, why do they keep saying like? But McWhorter reframes it as a sophisticated discourse marker.
Oh, totally. When a teenager says it was like so embarrassing, that like isn't filler, it's a signal. It means, I'm about to give you my subjective impression, not a literal fact. It's a tool for managing social dynamics.
And he does the same thing with literally. I mean, we all know someone who gets furious when people say I'm literally dying of laughter. But McWhorter points out that words have been doing this for centuries.
Right. Terribly, originally meant, in a way that inspires terror. Now, it just means very. Awfully did the same thing. Literally is just following that same path, it's becoming an intensifier.
And that's not a degradation. It's enrichment. The word now has an extra layer of meaning. He even points out that very itself originally meant true, as in the very truth. So we've been through this before.
Yeah, and he also talks about semantic bleaching, where words lose their specific meaning and become more abstract and grammatical. Like, go originally only meant moving from one place to another, but now we say, the milk went bad, or the car won't go.
That's not losing meaning. That's gaining flexibility. A kid who says, I got scared, is using got in a perfectly efficient way, even if a 19th century grammarian wouldn't approve.
And then there's pronunciation. He talks about how probably becomes probably and library becomes library. People call that lazy. But it's just phonetic reduction. It's how we got breakfast from breakfast and Lord from Lafford.
The human mouth is lazy. We seek the path of least resistance. And that's not a failure. It's what lets us speak at the speed of thought. The correct pronunciation of yesterday is the incorrect one of today, and vice versa.
He also takes on prescriptivism, the idea that there's one right way to speak. He's not saying abandon all standards. Formal writing has its place. But the rule against splitting infinitives was imported from Latin and never made sense in English.
And the rule against ending a sentence with a preposition was literally made up by 18th century pedants. McWhorter's point is that these aren't natural laws. They're stylistic preferences that got elevated to moral absolutes.
The real crime isn't using whom wrong. It's judging someone's intelligence based on a linguistic shibboleth. He's calling for a more humane understanding of language.
For me, the takeaway is that we can relax. The teenager who says, I'm literally dying, isn't destroying the language. She's participating in a process that's been going on for millennia. She's adding a new shade of meaning.
And if you want to go deeper on this, the full library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. Plans start at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the river of language is flowing, and our job isn't to dam it up. It's to swim with the current.
Exactly. We'll see you in the next one.